Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the conference call on the 2011 second quarter results for DSM. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and after the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, please dial 1 and 4, 14 at any time. If any participant has difficulty hearing the conference, please press 00 on your push-button phone. I would like to turn the call over now to Mr. Herman Vincent. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to the conference call on the second quarter results of 2011 of DSM that we published earlier this morning. Sitting here with me are Mr. Feike Sijbesma, CEO and Chairman of the DSM Managing Board, and Mr. Rolf-Dieter Schwalb, CFO and member of the DSM Managing Board. They will elucidate on the results and after that answer your questions. As a reminder, I have to say that today's presentation can contain forward-looking statements, and in that regard, I would like to point you to our disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements as published on our website and in our press releases. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Feike Sijbesma. Feike, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this conference call on the second quarter results of DSM. As you can see in our press release, we had another strong quarter with solid growth for DSM. In fact, this is the sixth consecutive quarter of organic growth, double-digit organic growth, this time 10%. Our EBITDA from continuing operations increased at 2% to 339 million euro, and that was above the second quarter last year, but also above the first quarter of this year. If you, by the way, exclude and correct for the IFRS pension adjustment in 2010, the increase 2010-2011 of our EBITDA is even 5%. Now let's look to the business. Strong in life science, strong life science results, especially driven by growth in our nutrition, but also in our material science cluster. Both posted very solid results, pricing strengths, volume growth. Our EPS more than doubled. Of course, this reflects also one-off gains, lower tax, but also strong operating results. Excluding exceptional items, the EPS growth was even 10%. This is the first full quarter in which Martek is in the results. You remember the acquisition they did in the beginning of this year, omega-3, omega-6 fatty acids. Integration of Martek is fully on track, and the innovation and growth potential of the company is really substantial. The EBITDA performance of Martek in the second quarter was excellent. We're paying an interim dividend of 0.45. That's a 12.5% increase compared with last year, and this represents one-third of the total dividend for 2010. As you know, DSM's dividend policy is to provide a stable and preferably rising dividend. In the second quarter, the monetary and financial instability caused by continued global sovereign debt balances worsened. This was, amongst other factors, of course, reflected in a volatile currency exchange rate. However, the instability did not affect our markets. Trading conditions remained in line with the positive environment in the first quarter. As a result of strong growth in high-growth economies and moderate but continuing growth in Western Europe and North America, the Japanese economy was still weak following the natural disasters in the first quarter. Now, within this macroeconomic context, the majority of DSM business continued to offset the increased input costs, which we all, of course, saw, with pricing strengths in this second quarter. The increasingly strong Swiss franc, however, negatively affected the cost base of the nutrition business, which has a large basis in Switzerland. Also, the US dollar had a negative impact on total DSM. Nevertheless, a strong quarter for DSM this second quarter. Now let's look to the individual businesses. Nutrition, best quarter ever, and it continued to deliver its solid volume growth. Currencies, as I said, the Swiss franc had a negative impact of around 20 million-25 million on the operating result in the quarter compared with last year. Pharma results and sales improved compared with the first quarter of this year, but we are conscious that the overall performance of the cluster remains below acceptable levels, and we know we need to take some strategic actions there to repair. In Performance Materials, the unit margins continued to improve. However, DSM Dyneema was affected by lower sales to the tender-driven vehicle protection business. But all over, we did well, both on volumes and prices. And as a consequence, the results were somewhat lower due to Dyneema compared with last year. Polymer Intermediates continued to show an excellent performance, as you've seen, in spite of a planned turnaround for the acrylonitrile plant in the second quarter. The results were close to the first quarter and substantially, as you can see, above last year. Now let's look to the future and the outlook. Whilst the general economic forecast for the year continued to be positive, if you look to the general picture, there are, of course, increased uncertainties, we all know, related to the global economy caused by sovereign debt challenges, maybe increased inflation and, of course, volatile currencies. However, we believe that we, DSM, are well positioned with our balanced, relative, resilient portfolio in health, nutrition and materials, and our broad geographical footprint we have created over the years, strong technology and strong leading positions, and that will help us to grow our company further. And of course, also reflecting the changes as we made in the last couple of years with DSM. DSM, in line with the industry, experienced higher raw material prices, high energy costs during the first half year. Of course, as all see, although this increase is expected to ease a little bit during the second half of the year. We expect to remain successful in passing on those cost increases due to our strong market positions, as we have shown also in this second quarter. Now, currencies have also been a negative factor in the second quarter. I mentioned before, strong Swiss franc and the weakening US dollars will continue to impact, of course, the results also going forward. However, at this stage, no major changes are anticipated to the overall business assumptions for the full year. And that means, and I summarize a little bit the outlook per cluster, as you can find also in the press release, the nutrition cluster is expected to maintain its positive momentum with good volumes, price increases, further cost efficiency helping partly to offset, of course, the adverse impact of the strong Swiss franc and the weak US dollar. Cluster is relatively unaffected by the changes in the global economy. People continue to eat whatever economic times. EBITDA, including Martek, is likely to be clearly above last year in our nutrition business. Pharma cluster continues to be impacted by the challenging business conditions we mentioned before. Results, as we mentioned before also, are expected to be lower than in 2010. Performance materials is expected continued growth in the end-user demand. Overall sales volume for the second half of 2011 are expected to be lower than the first half of the year due to the normal seasonal patterns in this business. Second half year pricing initiative will continue to take effect and input cost pressures are expected to ease. Full year results are expected, like nutrition, to be clearly above last year. Now, polymer intermediates, also very good. Full year results are expected to be excellent, although DSM sees some potential margin decline. Taking into consideration all of the above, together with our continued focus on customers, innovation and ongoing, of course, efficiency improvements, 2011 is expected to be a strong year for DSM. And therefore, we believe that we make good progress, and good progress is made also in this first half year towards achieving our targets we have set for 2013, an EBITDA of 1.4 to 1.6 billion in 2013, in conjunction, as we said before, with an ROC of more than 15%. Well on track on achieving that. Now, then with these words, looking back to a strong quarter of DSM and most likely a strong year 2011, I open the floor for questions. Operator.
Thank you, Mr. Siebesma. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session now. To be registered for the question and answer queue, please press 1 and 4 at any time. And if you are on speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. So 1 and 4, 14 for your questions. Go ahead, please. Today's first question is from Andrew Noel, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hi, good morning, Faker.
Hi.
Hi. I wonder, it's probably an easy one. Could you just explain a little bit about the premix business and how it fits in with the rest of the company logistically, how that works.
Well, the premix business is mainly in our nutrition portfolio. As you know, in our nutrition, we are backwards integrated, or that's a core of our business even, into what we call the straights. So that is vitamins, but also some of the other products in enzymes, etc. And what you do if you sell those to some of the markets, both in food and very strongly in feed, if you convert all those basic materials and vitamins into premixes, you blend, you mix them. It is, in terms of operation, this blending mixing maybe not extremely complicated in terms of technology and recipes behind it. It's very complicated. You need all kinds of PhDs and people understand the need of your customers. Now, DSM is both very strong backward integrated in the vitamins and also have a strong position in the premix business, especially in feed, where we have total, I guess, 35 factories around the globe. And in food, maybe 15 of those. And that means we are very, very close to our customer. You can see the premixes as an outlet of also of our basic materials we manufacture.
Okay. And is it, do you supply all the ingredients that you need for premix internally, or do you buy some of those in? Or?
Now, most of the core products we buy internally, but sometimes we mix it with other products like amino acids, etc., which we buy on the open market.
Great. Okay. And if I can I jump to another question? Or?
Sure.
Is there anything you can say about pharma? You know, we ask, you know, every quarter where the situation stands, and I'm just looking at the results today, and You're flagging that it's you know, well below the performance needed. You know, what kind of challenges do you face there now, and you know, what's the outlook of actually, you know, getting a joint venture in place to you know, to help restore those businesses?
Yeah, first of all, in pharma, of course, we are not happy with the results, but let's be put it into perspective. The pharma business is less than 10% of the total company. The second quarter was better than the first quarter. So we have shown some improvement, but we are clear on that, not enough. As we said in the antibiotics, we need to tie up with the Chinese. We have mentioned Sinochem. We are in the phase of concluding that one. But also in the other pharma business, where we make products for the branded pharmaceutical companies, we also need to make a deal. And that takes a little bit of time, so don't expect that in a few weeks to be done or a few months. That takes a little while, because it takes two to tango here. In the meantime, we continue with our efficiency improvements and improve the business, as we have done in the second quarter. But still not okay. But yeah, it is a relatively small part of the total company, obviously.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional questions, please press 1 and 4, 14. So 1 and 4, 14, so I can open up your line. Go ahead, please. The next question is from Jeroen Molenaar, Financieel Dagblad.
Gentlemen, good morning. Thank you for taking our questions. You can hear me now, right?
Yeah. Thank you. Hi.
I'm still getting used to this new phone here. It takes two to tango. Just following up on Andy's question on pharma. If you say don't expect that in a few weeks, a few months to be done, is that concerning the JV with Sinochem?
No. That is concerning the announced collaboration. We're also looking into our other pharma business. The move with the antibiotics we have announced, and there we are in the last phase, as we said, also take some time for the total approvals and the finalization of the process. But as we said, for the antibiotic business, we want to team up with Sinochem. But for the other part, that's the other half of the pharma business, we're also looking for collaborations, and especially to make our business less dependent only on the big pharmaceutical companies we supply to.
Okay, so the JV with Sinochem is, I thought it was to be closed second quarter, right? This quarter.
Yeah, around somewhere in this period. We didn't never fix that on the last week or months. That is always, you know how that works in China. To make speed there, you need sometimes also to be a little bit patient.
Okay, so how much patience do the Chinese expect from you? Do you expect to close the deal in the third quarter, or is
it always party? Yeah, it's always difficult to give that an exact date and an exact number. But we expect that we go with Sinochem on the antibiotics. There, as we said, we are focused on and did our deals with them. So yeah.
Okay. If I may, just two or three other questions, small ones actually. I've been looking at pricing in your performance materials cluster. It was 11% in the first quarter, but I couldn't find any number for the second quarter. Do you have a number for me? How much the pricing was in the second quarter on performance materials?
Looking to Rosita.
Yeah, it was 11%.
Also 11%.
Yeah.
So you can keep pricing levels up there in the performance materials business?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
That's also needed.
yeah, definitely. Across the board, when you say we're going to keep on raising prices because we got this input cost we're trying to tackle, can you give me some estimate, maybe on the second half, third quarter, on how much pricing will be across the board?
How much what?
How much pricing will be across the board in the second half this year? Just going through all the divisions?
Well, that depends also a little bit on what will happen further with raw material input prices. As we have seen, the raw material and input prices are increasing already from now, let's say, the third quarter 2010, the third, fourth quarter, first and second quarter this year. I don't know whether the raw material prices will further increase from where we are at this moment. That's not really the full expectation. So the price increases will also be related to that one. So far, we have seen that we were pretty strong and pretty able to pass on increased raw material prices towards our products and the end customers. And we expect, if that is needed, that we will be able to continue to do that.
And don't forget, if I may add, that also we already started increasing prices in the second half last year.
Okay. Now, because you know, if I talk to peers, well, you don't have really have peers, but if I talk to other chemical companies and fine chemical companies, they always say there's this kind of lagging effect in taking on input costs and passing that on to customers. But it seems that that doesn't really bother you. You don't have that lagging effect.
Well, we had that lagging effect in the second half year of 2010. Then we really needed some time to react and to get on speed with passing on the prices, the increased raw material prices. Indeed, in this first half year, both first and second quarter, we were pretty much on track and pretty fast in passing on the raw material, increased raw material prices towards the end products.
Okay.
Normally, there's always a little bit of time lag of 3 months or whatever, but at this moment we do very well. That's correct.
Okay, so the fact that the prices in your nutrition business were lower compared to the second quarter last year has all to do with the Swiss franc.
No, the prices were not lower compared with the first quarter of this year, so they're already stable since I think the third, fourth quarter of last year. The prices decreased a little bit from the first quarter 2010 towards, I think, the third quarter 2010. So this is a 2010 effect. Since, in fact, the third, fourth quarter of 2010, the prices are stable, and they still are. We have announced, by the way, in the second quarter price increases, but that you will see in effect in the second half year. And if you then, indeed, compare this second quarter pricing of nutrition with the second quarter last year, yeah, then you see, of course, lower prices. But that's something which happened already last year. Since then, is stable, since mid of the year 2010. And now we have announced price increases for the second half year.
Okay, thanks. Last question. I think I'm gonna skip the Profimi question because I don't expect an answer on that. Is that correct?
Very wise.
Okay, I'll go to the next one, and that is, if you were talking uncertainties, does that in any way? And I love, you know, I know my colleague Andy's gonna love this question, but those uncertainties, are they going to affect in any way your acquisition policy? Because you've been going on a buying spree, but are these uncertainties going to be holding you back in the next half of the year?
No, listen, we, I don't know whether the global crisis is really over, but if you take a little bit of the time period from the end of 2008, if you see DSM further transformed itself from 2008 to where we are today, and we came out of that whole transformation with a pretty solid balance sheet. So strong results and a strong balance sheet. This is where we are now. And we have said we will use that strong balance sheet for acquisitions, like we did with Martech. And as you already referred to, we remain active in the whole acquisition arena. And so that will be there. On the other hand, we have also said we're also a prudent company. You have seen some acquisitions we have let go. If we have to pay too much, if we cannot add any value, we will refrain from it. We will not do it. And there is a strong discipline in the company, but things which will fit in our single A credit rating, things which will fit in not too high multiples, things in which will fit in EPS enhancing after a year and cash EPS enhancing from the beginning, things which fit in nutrition and materials. Now, I already now draw all the boundary conditions. Yeah. All those things which fit in that space, we are interested in. And if prices come down, then, of course, we will like that in acquisition field. So, of course, we will look very much to acquisitions.
Okay, so how would you clarify a 10 times EBITDA multiple? Would it be too high or too low for DSM? Is that within your boundaries, or is that...
The 10 times is something which a lot of companies use as a moderate average point, but it depends fully on the type of acquisition. How much growth is there? What is the added value? How much technology? How many patents are there, etc.? And then you can come to valuations which have to be below the 10, or sometimes a little bit above the 10, but... So it depends very much on those kind of things. But we have drawn not so much in the multiple, the boundaries, but we said it needs to be in nutrition or in materials or the cross-fertilization of the two. We like our single-A credit rating. We like EPS enhancing after a year, cash EPS enhancing from the very beginning. We like acquisitions in the size which we did with Martech, not too huge. And we are very conscious that we should generate value from the very beginning with the acquisitions. Now, and in that space we look, and if things are coming out of that space, then as we've seen, we took the profit of the Danisco shares in this second quarter, then we will not do it. And if they are in that space like Martech, we will do it. By the way, acquisition pretty much on track on the whole integration of Martech, and also excellent results, really excellent in the second quarter. So, good example of the type of acquisitions our company does.
Okay. Thanks for this extensive answer. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional questions, please press 1 and 4, 14. So 1 and 4, 14 for your questions. Go ahead, please. Well, gentlemen, no further questions at the moment.
Then I thank you all very much. You can find the presentation and all the documents you need on our website, and we will see each other again soon. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the DSM conference call. Thank you for attending. You may disconnect your line now.